Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I am a Jet fan. But I recognize that I don't represent every Jet fan. No one can. Joe B., great Jet fan, was his partner from, I was his radio partner for many years. I think the greatest of Jet fans, but he doesn't represent every Jet fan. And the reason I say that today, Tiki, is I have been slapped in the face with an opinion over the last few days that I do want to address. And that is many of my co-Jet fans.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Believe that it's not
feel it.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Don't do it on Thanksgiving.
But it's actually Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, come on.
This isn't me speaking, but this happened twice in 2 days.
You wouldn't bring it up if you felt a little bit of a tinge for it.
That I want the Jets to tank?
Yes.
Come on, man. I've made it clear I want to see my team win. Look. We're on the radio, we voice our opinions. I voice my opinions, Tiki voices his opinions. But the beautiful thing is, we speak to you every day, 888-808-1019, and I want to at least illuminate all different opinions. And one of the opinions that I have had slapped at me over the last few days is that the New York Jets are better off losing. It really hit me a few days ago when I was at that Net-Nick game, and I was talking to one of the guys in the suite, who was a Jet fan, and I said, yeah, you know, the Raven game sucked. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm so glad they lost. I'm like, what? He's like, the draft pick. And I'm understanding that I don't represent the majority anymore. Like, I am now convinced that most Jet fans listening to us during their Thanksgiving drive, most Jet fans who are going to spend money and time going to MetLife Stadium on Sunday, most Jet fans who are going to spend any time watching this team the last few weeks of the year, they want their team to lose. That's just the reality, Teak. So don't blame me for being the conduit of most Jet fans that are welcoming in Thanksgiving, knowing they want a tank.
What was the Jordy quote that you told me a couple days ago? Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? The Jordy quote about being, it was Monday, about being losers.
First of all, I do want to clarify, Jordy Fernandez isn't famous enough to be just referred to as Jordy.
Jordy Fernandez,
head coach of the Nets.
Off the top of your dome, tell me another Jordy you know, other than Jordy from Star Trek.
Jordy Nelson, the former wide receiver.
No, whatever. You know what I mean. Okay, Jordy Fernandez.
Okay.
What was the quote was something like, there's a difference between a losing and being a loser.
Correct.
And losing, you get up, you try again. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing. When you're a loser, you just stop trying. If you just commit to tanking and, I don't know, playing, what's the kid's name? Brady Cook?
You got it right, Brady Cook.
You go try to play Brady Cook, who has been on the practice squad the entire year and hasn't seen an NFL snap. And say, hey, why not? That's being a loser. I don't think that Aaron Glenn wants to, I don't want to say afford to because it's only his first year, so he can't afford it, but you don't want to be a loser. You want to try. You want to try to win. You want to upset teams. You want to, like, let the draft fall where it may. It's not important because it's 6 months from now. We're not worried about who you're drafting or what draft position you're going to be in. We already saw this because of the trade to Quinnen Williams, that this team can get wherever they need to in the draft. You don't want to tank and lose right now and become a loser. What's the point of that?
Well, I think there's a difference between what the players are doing, what the coaches are doing, and how fans are reacting. Yeah. Obviously, the Jets have a lot of guys on their team who are trying to prove they're NFL players. I mean, you got a guy like Jarvis Brownlee, who they acquired a few weeks ago,
right,
who's trying to put that tape together where he has an active role on the Jets next year, or he's on another team. So whenever we have these discussions about tanking, I want to make it clear, no player is actually doing that. No. I don't even think coaches are doing
that. It would be career suicide.
Correct. I think it's about us as fans, okay? We're all fans. Mm. Like, I'm going to Sunday's game. I'm taking my youngest son, Spence, the Jets Falcons. When I sit down in my season ticket, I am not rooting for the Jets to lose. But what I'm expressing to you, Teek, is that I think I'm in the minority. Mm. I think that most Jet fans who are listening to our voices right now are like, no.
Okay.
I want to lose because I want the top pick and I want Fernando Mendoza.
Okay, so this is something that probably is only pertinent in this market, in our market. Maybe there's another, or Boston pop, possibly. Do you think that organizations listen to the fans?
Sometimes.
And even if they don't listen, do you think that they hear the fans?
Yes. Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you stink and you're bad and the fans are pissed off about it, it gets back to the powers that be. They hear it. They can't help it. They get algorithmed into it at this point. Look at this person on social media. Oh, crap, there's somebody going off on the Jets or going off on the Giants. Holy crap. They hear it. You can't help but hear it. And then if you don't hear it via social media, then some reporters are going to write about it. So the fan ire / disappointment in a team sucking matters. And so all of a sudden, if Jet fans just kind of quiet down, Jets lose, they're like, yay, hey, good job. Yeah, that's fine. It's all right. No biggie. Not a big deal. Doesn't that affect how the ownership structure evaluates what's happening? They think everything is fine. Even if it's just perceptually, they think, nobody's screaming about it. We're all good.
Are you saying that it's going to become our fault?
Yes! Absolutely! Screaming and yelling. Did us not screaming about Joe Judge kind of get him fired?
Yes.
Exactly.
Did screaming about Brian Daboll get him fired?
Yes.
He contributed. Yes.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, you're just going to stop screaming?
I think that, look, the Jets and Giants are so different, even though they're not different. Like, the Giants are 2-10 and the Jets are 2-9, and you're like, well, what the hell's the difference? They're 4-19 combined. They're so different in terms of how their fans are reacting right now. Giant fans want everybody fired, and because it's the new year of a new administration, I think what we've heard from Jet fans is just very little. I mean, think about just our show or this station in general. We've talked 80% Giants and 20% Jets.
Yeah.
And that varies year to year. It's not like we're biased one way or the other. The Giants have just been talked about more. And so I think what's been going on with the Jets anyway is just not that much conversation about them. So I don't think there's been that much screaming and yelling this year to begin with.
Right.
I think, though, that, and I'm going to do a science experiment. All right. The last time I was at MetLife Stadium, I went with Sean and I recorded him during the Giant-Niner game. I'm going to do something different on Sunday. I'm going to do Man on the Street. I am going to interview people in the stadium as I walk around with little Spence, and I'm going to ask them a simple question. Hey, Jet fans, do you want to win this game? Those are the people in the stadium. Now, we can do it right now, 888-808-1019. Anyone could call in and answer it, but I'm going to be inside MetLife on Sunday, and I'm like kind of curious customers are actually going to say.
I'm just warning you.
Yeah.
Just like polling in politics, why? Because if you go to a game, spend money,
right?
Parking, food, beer, whatever, martinis, whatever. And then you go there to watch them lose, you are the worst kind of loser. If you want them to lose, stay your ass at home.
So
seriously, what, you might as well go there and root for the other team.
So what I'm going to do then is I'm going to ask them innocently, are you here to see the Jets win or lose? If they say lose, I'm going to say, well, Tiki Barber thinks you're a loser.
Yes, please do that.
And you're the worst kind of fan.
Yes, you're the worst kind of loser fan.
but the crazy...
Why do you spend money to like be upset? I don't understand that.
Okay, I am not a tankist, so I'm going to try to explain this. We all want our teams to win, okay? Like, Sean and Tommy are tankists. Maybe not this season, but in the past, they have been tankists. And as we've argued about it, as you've argued about it, I've never said to them, you're a bad fan. I've said, I just disagree with you. Like, when I sit down naturally, I want to see my team win. What guys like Sean and Tommy and Jet fans who are tankists believe is that losing gets them to a better place. And so you're still a good fan. It's just really? You have a different approach to it.
Don't you feel dirty?
Well, I just want to insert this. He's right, but this is where it gets convoluted. I never once in the history of this show, for sure, because that's when the tankist stuff came up, sat there on a Sunday in December the last 3 years and rooted for a Giant loss. Never once.
So what do? After they lose, you're like, that's good?
You wipe your hands clean of it. You're not upset that they lost the game. But you sit there and you're watching the game. All right, hey, what a touchdown there. You're not rooting with the same enthusiasm as you would in September, October, but you're not actually sitting down going, let's go Colts or let's go Cowboys. Like, that point never happened. And I think tankists share that. It's just that immediate dread you have after a loss goes away. It doesn't exist because you understand
it. Because you're out of it.
You're out of it, and it's for the betterment of the future, and you've cleansed yourself of those 3 hours.
Yeah, but my follow-up to that is when Tommy DeVito beat the Packers. I think that's the game you always refer to that cost you Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
After that win, did you have dread
No, I'm saying, hell yeah, Tommy DeVito. Good job.
Yeah, got a streak, man. Yeah.
But you're a tankist, so how did you feel on that?
How did I feel? You've played the clip. I thought we erased needing Jaden Daniels because Tommy DeVito was the answer.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Thank you. Jaden Daniels might not have been the answer. Right.
Might not have been.
No, I'm pivoting towards, of course, the Drake May. But
right, it goes from Jaden Daniels to Drake May.
Right.
Yeah, I understand rationalizing why you lose and saying you're in a better place and it's better to have a better draft pick. Like, I think we can all do that after our team loses or wins. Like, you rationalize bad things that happen. But I think there are plenty of Jet fans who will go into Sunday's game against the dreadful Falcons and every other game the rest of the season and say, well, I may not be cheering the losses. I'm rooting for it because it puts us in a better place. Here are the facts. If the season ended today, it doesn't. The Jets are picking fourth. There is one team ahead of them who's probably taking a quarterback in the New Orleans Saints, and then two who may sell the pick off in the Giants and the Titans. If the Jets lose the rest of their games, I've already done the formatics on this thing, they would be guaranteed to pick number two or number one. They would pass the Giants because right now the Giants have played an extra game and the Jets would have the tiebreaker, assuming that stays the same.
The tiebreaker. You say that like it's a good thing.
That's right.
The tiebreaker in a negative way.
In a negative way.
In a loser way.
And the Saints play the Titans. So someone technically would have to win that game or tie that game. So the Jets would pass New Orleans or possibly tie and pass Tennessee. So the Jets are in a spot for the tankists out there where if they lose the rest of their games, they're picking in the top two. And I think most Jet fans want that. They look at this season and say, it's about Fernando Mendoza. It's about finding a franchise quarterback. And I understand where you people are coming from. But when I sit down on a football Sunday, when I sit down this Sunday, my natural instinct is to want my team to win. My natural instinct is to want to see growth. Mm. My natural instinct is to want to see things that make me feel better about the upcoming season. But that's me. And unfortunately, Tiki, I am open-minded enough to know when I'm in the majority or the minority.
What is the majority?
Oh, I combined the words. Sorry about that. I'm in the minority. Most Jet fans want to lose. Tiki, yeah. We're living in a tankist world.
And look, if you want to lose, fine. Stay home. Don't go to the game and try to and root to lose. That's loser's mentality. But you got to play. To me, it's always to win the game. You got to root for your team to win the game because you don't know when you hit that moment where everything turns and you just start to figure it out. It's unlikely because of the quarterback situation with the Jets for that to be a lasting, even if it happened.
Right.
It's not really lasting, but you never know. It just takes one or two little moments to turn a team into a winner. And both teams are waiting for this. The Jets still have more time to figure it out, but you don't know, so you got to root for winning.
Do you think that when I do my man on the street on Sunday and I take my phone out like a microphone and I say, okay, Bob from Jonesburg, did you come here to see the Jets win or lose or not? Do you really think it's going to be unanimous from people who paid to go to the game that are going to say, no, man, I'm here to see him win?
No, most people are going to say, I'm here to see him win. Because why would I have spent my money to come?
This is going to be one of the most fascinating science experiments I've ever done. We'll get to your calls next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as the football team is concerned, 10 consecutive years being under 500, congratulations.
Yes. A couple things.
Already eliminated, like the Giants.
Please. And I got to ask Tiki something, too, but a couple things. First of all, 10 years in a row, like you said, losing season. How about the fact, I heard this from Catalan yesterday, I couldn't believe it. They have lost 10 consecutive games when they scored first. 10 straight games
amazing.
When they scored first, and they still don't have an interception. How is that possible?
Wow.
How can you win when you never take the ball away?
You can't. You can't. Especially against good teams.
Right.
That's the only way to beat good teams is if you turn them over.
When you're not as good as they are, that's the only way you can beat them.
Yeah. Right?
There's no doubt. No doubt about it. No doubt. So, I mean, and you know, and the penalties that really, to me, maybe there was a lot of bad moments in the game. Okay, obviously, Breece fumbling on a 2-yard line. I was crying when I really couldn't believe it.
That was it.
It was a good run.
It was a heart rip out what it was.
Right.
And I want to say this to Tiki. Okay, Tiki. Now, we know this. You had your issues at one point with fumbles, okay?
Yeah.
I think Tom Coughlin helped you out, however, you know, whatever he told you to do.
Basically said, you're not playing if you don't. Stop.
Okay. Now, it's not like he's fumbling all the time, but he's had two critical fumbles this year. One against the Cowboys when they were down a touchdown. I was there. It was 90 degrees on about the 10-yard line. And then this one here against the Ravens.
The common denominator. That's what you're asking me, Joe? You know what it is?
What?
It's he's pressing to make the play.
Right.
And so there are fundamentals that you have to have as a running back, and that is whenever traffic gets around you, the defender is close.
Right.
It's got to come in, right? Your elbow's got to come in. Ball's got to be center mass to you so you don't lose it. But if you start, I don't know, extra efforting to make another guy miss,
right.
Like your body just naturally wants to spread out to balance yourself. Yeah. And so it's a lack of awareness and efforting in those, I really need to make this play moment. So it's not because he's, you know, a bad football player. He's just trying to make the play.
Teague, I love the guy. I mean, to me, look, I'm so happy they didn't trade him. I think he's our best offensive weapon.
No
I don't
doubt.
Think you know, with the comments you heard from Glenn after the game, it sounds like they're going to sign him. I mean, this is my guy. He had his arm around him. I love this player. I mean, who, that might mean nothing, but I mean, I thought, you know, okay, that sounds
he's still young.
Good.
He's right? got a lot. He's got at least 4 years of good football left. So sign him to a 4-year deal, and if you get rid of him after 3 because he's broken down, so be it. You got you got 7 good years out of him.
I mean, you see the difference. I mean, he was that whole drive. He made two. He had that 40-yard. And here's the other thing too. The coach goes for it on 4th and 2. Okay, all right. I mean, come on. I mean, I understand. Look, you're 2-8. You're 2-9 now. You want to be aggressive. I understand what you're doing, but you got a team. And let's face it, Lamar was not right yesterday.
Clearly not.
They caught the Ravens. They couldn't have caught him on a better time. Right. Lamar was not the guy that we've seen over the years. He was afraid to run.
Joe, we said he looked disinterested.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Okay. It looked like he was bored with the game early on.
Maybe. Either that or he just was afraid to run. He looked like, you know, he wasn't the same
He was
guy.
Hesitant when he was running the rare
there's
times
There's no question
did.
About yep. it. Yep. You know, there's no doubt about it. But, I mean, you know, come on, coach. I mean, on our own 40-yard line, punt the ball. We got a good punter. He was putting them inside the 10. By the way, how about their punter? He was kicking 80-yard punt.
Right, he was.
But, I mean, you know, our punter's putting the ball inside the 10, the 20-yard line all the time. The defense was playing okay. You know what I mean? Don't give him a touchdown.
And the other problem with that 4th and 2 was Breece wasn't even on the field for
that
play.
That's right.
Like,
how's that possible?
What is that?
Right. And what was the call before? They handed the ball. I went to
Isaiah Davis.
Right. On 3rd and 6 up the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I also hate
it. It's because they had converted one like that earlier. So they thought that they'd catch him
again.
This
was like 3rd and 6, though, bro.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like 3rd and 2 or something like that, or maybe 4th down and 2, and they just ran it right up the gut.
Right.
And they got like 8 yards. Right. So they ran the same play again and, you know, fool me once type of thing.
I thought, Joe, the most underratedly bad play call in this game was they're up 7-3. They got the ball at the end of the first half, chance to tack on points.
Right.
They have a 3rd and 3 from the Raven 39-yard line with a timeout. Run the football, get a first down, and you got yourself a chance for a field goal. He drops back to pass Tyrod Taylor, gets sacked, loses 7 yards, and they're forced to punt.
I know. That was they were lucky that they didn't give up points before the half. I mean, you know, they tried one shot down the field, he missed it, and then they just took a knee. You know, you were like, okay, thank God. You know, I mean, but no, I agree, bro. I tell you too, the third and 15 pass interference on Oliver was a killer. They had control. Control of the game, the getting off the field. It was 7-3. I mean, that was that just really to me, and it was a lot of, like we said, the fumble, the 4th and 2. That play, as much as any, turned the game around.
Yeah, no, it was really a mistake. Did. It was the pass interference, that one on 3rd and 15.
Then the other one, the Tony Adams.
Yeah, right
on
the
goal line.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a play too. And look, I know we stink, so we don't get calls. I got to tell you. All right. The play. Remember this play. Breece gets hit out of bounds. Now, you could question whether it was late or not, whatever, okay? They flip a flag up. It looks like they're throwing a flag there. It looked like they called penalties on both teams. Then who was it? I think it was Cleet Blakeman is the referees. I love all these guys. Anyway, he gets out there and he goes, there's only one penalty on the play, and it's a holding penalty on the Jets. And then you see the replay. There was a clear hands to the face by one of the Ravens. I think it was on Mason Taylor. And I'm like, what? What was that call?
Right.
Anyway, look, I know we stink. We don't get called. Let me give the positives. I want to get positives, okay? First of all, they play for the coach. There's no doubt about it. They definitely play for the guy. They're in the game. It wasn't like they weren't in the game. They definitely were. This Darren Muhi, so far, he stole John Metchie from the Eagles.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, are you kidding me? He's our best receiver now. I mean, I know Garrett's hurt. But, I mean, this guy, he gets open. He's scoring touchdowns. They stole him from Michael Carter. Right. The other guy, Mitchell, made a couple plays. He's not quite where Metchie is. But, again, they got him in the deal with 2 number 1s.
Right, he's also young. Carter. Yeah, he's also very young.
Right. So, I love those young guys. They're a young team. The offensive line, I thought, played decent again. I know there were a couple sacks, but I played decent. Breece is terrific. He needs to be on the field, like Evan said, on 4th down, needs to be out there. Look, if they get a quarterback, okay, and Taylor should play the rest of the year. He wasn't phenomenal yesterday, but he made a couple nice plays where he got away from pressure to make plays. You know, he's fine. Let him play.
Right.
He looks like he's got a little something with Metchie. It's all good. But if they can get a real quarterback here, I don't know. I think here's what I think they're going to do in the draft. I really think, and I don't know if he's the right guy, but he looks like the best guy. I think they're going to do whatever they have to do to get Mendoza. Mm-hmm. I really think that's
and they're equipped to.
Right. That's what they're going to do. You know?
And to your point about Muji and some of the moves he made under the radar, Jawan Briggs, 24-year-old defensive tackle.
Yeah.
He got him for a song. Yep. Yeah. Even Jarvis Brownlee, not that he's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? You know who's gotten better, bro? Stevens.
Yeah.
Stevens seems to have got better without Gardner there. I have to tell you. So, you know, I don't think this guy, look, Membo, we like Membo. We like Taylor. Davis, we'll see about, I'm not Davis, but Thomas, we'll see about him, you know, what he turns out to
he
be.
He had a penalty early in the game almost killed him, but they got off the field. Right.
But I just want to get back to this, though. So, Teague, I mean, I don't know what your relationship is with Breece Hall, but I would think that he knows Tiki Barber, has great respect. You know, there was a point in your career where you were the premier running back in the game.
Yeah.
Do you think that he would listen to you? And not that he's got a major fumbling problem.
No.
But you just can't put the ball on the ground.
Yeah, no. And again, it's not a simple fix because it's an awareness thing.
Right.
It's more of a mentality.
Right, right.
And in that moment, I always talk about this on this show. It's like every game is going to present you with a variety of moments. Mm-hmm. And it's whether or not you're ready for it. 80% of the game is just not going through the motions, but you know, it's like the next play, the next play, the next play, the next play, the next play. But at some point, there's going to be a moment where it's your chance to impact the game in a winning way. And are you ready for it? That's what it comes down to. And it's either one of two ways. You're either ready for it.
Or you're not.
Or you're not, or you screw it up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so in that moment, he screwed it up. And it wasn't, I mean, it's not something to get mad about. It's just, he's got an awareness thing when contact starts to hit you in critical moments. You just got to center the ball. It's got to go center mass.
Right. Well, look, you know what? Look, they still got, 6 games to go?
Yep.
I want to win some games. I mean, I'm not worried about the draft situation. The chips are going to fall where they may. You know, we know the teams that you would think. How about Shedeur Sanders? Wait a minute. He actually pulled pretty good yesterday.
Not bad,
I didn't see a lot of the game. But, I mean, the Raiders are terrible. I mean, I get that. But
they fired their offensive coordinator.
Chip Kelly,
I saw that, the old Oregon coach, right? Philly coach, Eagle coach, too.
Yeah, right.
But did they – anyway, I don't even know. I mean, did he – I saw a couple plays on the red zone, but not really much. I mean, did he look all right or what?
Yeah, he can throw the ball, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question.
Right. So it's just – it's a matter for him. I think it's a matter of, getting comfortable in this speed of this of this game. Because sometimes it's happening quick for him.
Right,
he's gonna be what's his name? Dylan Gabriel. He cleared the concussion protocol or whatever he was in.
You think they're gonna go back?
He does not need to see the field for the rest.
No,
of the
they announced.
No, I agree with you.
They announced Shador's gonna start next week, so he's keeping the job for now.
Let's hope he plays well, because to me that's another team that could be ahead of them that doesn't need a quarterback.
Right,
that is true. You know what I mean? No, you're right. That is the one thing about Mui that I'm a little concerned. Darren Mooji that I'm concerned about.
Right,
he's added these nice pieces. His draft doesn't look bad, but his first decision around the position at quarterback was a major whiff. He brings Justin Fields.
That wasn't his call. To me,
who
I'm
was that
say
then?
That was Glenn? Definitely Glenn. Yeah. That Glenn made the call, and I put Woody in this too. They decided to dump Rodgers. Let's go back to that. Rodgers wanted to be here. By the way, Devontae Adams just caught another touchdown pass. But anyway,
he's leading the league.
I think he's got 11. He's got 11.
No, he's got 12. He got 12.
Oh, he got
now.
Two last night.
Yeah,
I knew he had one. Yeah, okay, so he got two last night. All right, so whatever. But you know. That's the bottom line. They made a decision to get rid of Rodgers, and this was his hand-picked guy. This was Glenn's guy. I don't think this was Mui's guy. I think this was the coach's guy.
Well, they better get the next quarterback decision right.
Well, the next guy to me is Mui's guy.
Right.
And this is the right guy. We knew that. Look, we knew Fields wasn't any good. Once they let Rodgers go, we knew Fields wasn't going to be any good. Okay, we knew that. We knew the year wasn't going to be great once they did that. So it is what it is. But now you're in position. I look at the team this way. Even yesterday, like I said, when he fumbled, it tears your heart out, as bad as the team is. They're in position with the draft picks. Now they got to make the picks.
Right.
And I got some confidence that this guy is going to do the right thing. I really do. I mean, he showed me a little bit. So I don't feel too bad about him going forward.
Do you think with six games to go, this defense will actually force a turnover in the next 6 weeks?
I wouldn't bet it, bro. I mean, I have, if you would have bet, God, I can only imagine the numbers you would have got, bro. If you would have bet before the year that the Jets, just say that the Jets were going to go 10 games without forcing an interception, what kind of number would you get on it?
Unbelievable.
I can't believe they only have one turnover.
All year. One. Bro. Come on.
It doesn't make sense.
And they weren't even close to one yesterday. Were they close to a turnover?
Not even close.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible. All right, bro. Painful. Always good talking to you, my
bro,
man.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving,
guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, bud.
Be good, brother.
All of it. Enjoy the holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jets' defense was dominating the first half of this game. And again, another game that the Jets are better off losing. That's where we are. It sucks, but here's where we are. You're not going to build anything. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything without a quarterback. You're not building anything with Tyrod Taylor and a quarterback. You're just not. I'm sorry. Right? They just added a bunch of cap space by trading away Sauce and Williams. They're going to have a lot of new players. They're going to spend some money. They're going to draft the top pick. They're going to have a new quarterback. Like, everything's going to change. There's no building. I'm sorry. So, yeah, Mechie looked good in this game, right? So hopefully they can find something in a player that's meaningful, but the actual winning of the game doesn't mean anything. But anyway, the fourth down. Like, if you're trying to win the football game, and I suspect that's what both of these teams are attempting to do, your defense was dominating the entire first half, right? Lamar Jackson looked a step slow, had trouble, he wasn't able to use his legs almost at all, and was inaccurate with the football as well. Like, and the Jets played a really good first half defensively, and even threw the ball for more yards than they typically do in an entire game in the first half. And then you're in a position on your own 40-yard line. I believe it was the first drive of the second half, right? Either the first or second drive. It was early on. Was it early on in the third quarter? Let me just double-check exactly when that was. It might have been the second drive of the third quarter. Either way, it's fairly early on. You just gave up the touchdown. It was the Jets' first drive. So you give up the touchdown. The Jets coming back down the field. You're at the 40-yard line of your own 42-yard line. Like, They haven't proved they can move the football on you. They haven't. And I get being aggressive, and I get the record, and I understand that you want to try and be aggressive, and what have you got to lose, and let's see if the offense can get 2 yards because the game doesn't mean anything. If that's your idea, great. But if you're trying to win the football game, you got to punt the ball and trust your defense in that spot. You've got to punt the ball and trust your defense. You gave them a short field. They haven't proved they can move the ball the entire length of the field. Go punt and play the field position game with a defense that dominated the first half. And to people who go, oh, well, they were trusting their defense with a short field. You're not trusting your defense. Trusting your defense is punting the football and saying, I don't believe my defense is too good right now for you to go the entire length of the field to score. So I didn't like that fourth down play and play call. And of course you get the fumble from Breece Hall again, who's had issues fumbling the football this year, despite being a very impactful player for them. And then the other thing about that fourth down play is I don't love the play call. You've got all of the wide receivers going down the field and you don't have your best bets. Why is Breece Hall not your running back in that play? Why is he not on the field? So I don't think they had the right personnel in. I don't think they made a good play call. And I don't like going for it. I'd rather trust my defense. So those are like the two controversial fourth down plays that happened in this game. The Giants, I understand why you don't have Dexter Lawrence for every snap. The running game was busting open. You could tell it was about to just lean on the Giants. And this defense hasn't made a stop in a critical spot all year. You're trying to go win the football game. I get it. I get it. But ultimately, especially Giant fans, because I think Jets is obvious. You're trying to get a quarterback. Like, I know you're building something with a young head coach and a, you know, first-year head coach. You're not. Let's be honest. You're not. These games are meaningless. They're absolutely meaningless. You better get the better pick, right? That's why you're watching Shedeur Sanders. Let's go. Go win with Cleveland. Maybe prove they don't need a quarterback. Drop them down. This is what you're looking for as a Jet fan right now and as a Giant fan, right? Let's go. Get another team who doesn't need a quarterback if they can prove Shedeur can play, win some games, take them out of being ahead of you as far as the draft goes. That's it. That's what you have. But as disappointing as it is to watch the Giants blow another fourth quarter lead, it didn't bother me at all. I don't have it in me. They've taken that out of me. When you're 2-9, man, like, are you really going to be devastated they don't get a third win? Like, I can't imagine being upset about it. I can't imagine caring anymore. I guess theoretically, right? If they would have won and ran the table, they still could have had a chance to make the playoffs. So what am I talking about? To me, you saw an offensive line play really well. You saw a wide receiving group that I do think now Wendell Robinson is proving that if you can give the quarterback time and give him time, that you can he can make plays down the field and get open. Theo Johnson, same thing. I know Hodgins is an extra piece here, but I think he can be part of a wide receiving core that includes Neighbors and Wendell Robinson and probably someone else, hopefully in the draft. Offensive line coming together. I think that's what you look at. I think you look at that more than you look at the win, especially without the quarterback playing. So another ugly Sunday, I get it, but ultimately for me is as good a Sunday as you could have. They lost, and they played competitive football games. That sucks. I hate it. I don't like saying it. The words taste disgusting coming out of my mouth, but that's just, I don't know how else to look at it. And as far as Kafka, I'm open to him being the head coach, and I do think he did a decent enough job today, but it makes me laugh how many people I saw praising the job Mike Kafka did today. Like, it really makes me laugh. That is the same freaking game the Giants have played all year long under Brian Daboll. It's the same game. It's back-to-back weeks of the exact same thing that Brian Daboll gave them. The exact same thing. A competitive game against a good team. In this case, on the road, which we saw in Denver, I saw Lawrence Tynes, who I will always love forever. I will love him to the day I die for the kicks he made and the championships he helped win. I will love him forever. But at halftime, he put out a tweet saying, that I don't care what happens the rest of the game, that this is the best version of the New York Giants we have seen in a long time, and coaching matters. And I'm sorry, but that is a laughable tweet. How could you say that the first half of this game, they were up 19-0 over the Denver Broncos. They were pitching a shutout in Denver. They beat the Eagles 34-17. They beat the Chargers. How could you possibly say that the first half was the best you've ever seen the Giants play and coaching matters? We just hate Brian Daboll to such a level, it's ridiculous. He gets no credit for anything he did prior, and he was the worst head coach in the history of coaching, and having the same exact game for 2 weeks, the Green Bay game, the Lions game, it's the same game Brian Daboll coached every single week as a New York Giants head coach. It's what got him fired. Games like this is exactly what got him fired. But after this game, hey, that Kafka, he can really coach. Unbelievable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.